Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second, the shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third, the center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh, the catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Bagby. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Felix Mackiewicz. Batting second, the third baseman, Don Ross. Batting third, the left fielder, Pat Sierra. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Mackiewicz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Mackiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackiewicz is called out on strikes. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross juggles the ball. That's an error on Ross. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Williams trying to get to home. Sierra throws the ball into Hegan, who tags Williams, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Wagner moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of DiMaggio. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming takes first base on ball four. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau bunts towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Doerr covering, for the out. Edwards moves to third. Fleming moves to second. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Fleming is safe. Edwards scores. Fleming moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fleming scores. Mack moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas is 0-for-1 in the game. Macioas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sierra bunts towards third. Gutteridge fields it and throws to first for the out. Ross moves to second. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. Ross moves to third. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sierra. Williams reaches second base with a double. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wagner hits a pop-up towards third. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller takes first base on ball 4. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas is 0-for-2 in the game. Macioas hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagby strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gutteridge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a fly ball into left field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fleming hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gutteridge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr moves to third. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wagner strikes out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Macioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doerr scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Tom McBride pinch hits for Jim Bagby. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Boudreaux fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Zuber now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan strikes out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Feller strikes out. Two outs. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas is 0 for 3 in the game. Macioas hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses strikes out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 3 in the game. DiMaggio strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards throws the ball into Boudreaux, who tags Williams trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ross hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of DiMaggio. Ross reaches second base with a double. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 2 in the game. Sierra hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ross moves to third. Fleming moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.